الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم القرآن أحب إلى الله من السماوات والأرض أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored all of us today by granting us the opportunity to participate in a gathering which is connected to the ilm of Nubuwwah, the special knowledge granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His final messenger, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fountain of this ilmi nubuwa is the ultimate book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious Quran. So we are once again favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for affording us this opportunity to participate in a gathering wherein A students or students of Madrasa Sirajul Ilm will be reciting the final verses of the glorious Quran and as a result putting the whole Quran to memory. We should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this opportunity. And we should wholeheartedly say, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Oh Allah, only for you are the praises and only for you is the gratitude. Because we live in a materialistic world, we do not realize the value of spiritual items. those people who understand the spiritual realm and who are able to compare both material favor and spiritual favor, those people who are aware of both favors, those who understand the value of pounds and dollars, gold and silver, and at the same time they also understand the value of the Quran, the value of the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the value of salah, the value of zakah, the value of recitation of the Quran, the value of subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar, they are in a better position to come to a judgment and say which is more valuable and what is the difference between the two. But our lives revolve around materialistic favors only. So we value pounds, we value dollars, we value shares, we value homes, mansions, we value cars, we value mobile phones, we value materialistic items. And because we are not in touch with the reality of the spiritual world, when we hear that a gathering is going to take place wherein a student is going to complete his hifz of the Quran, majority of the people don't come, and even those people who come, for them it's not something very, very extraordinary. It's not something extraordinary. If we hear that somebody has made a profit of £20,000 in one transaction, that is something extraordinary for us. Oh, £20,000 in one transaction. And that transaction may have taken place in one day, maybe effort of 1 week, and £20,000. Al-malu ghadin wara'ih. Wealth comes and goes. Wealth is not something that remains with you forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. What is with you will perish one day. Either the material wealth will leave you, or you will leave the material wealth behind you. Millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires, prime ministers, presidents, kings, they have left everything behind. Nothing goes with you. Ma'indakum yanfad. What you have will come to an end one day. What you have will perish one day. What you have, you will lose one day. Wa ma'indallahi baq. But what you send forth in the hereafter will remain forever and ever. It will remain forever and ever. A wealthy person will leave his wealth behind when he leaves this world. But a hafiz of the Quran will take his Quran with him. And he will not only take the Quran with him, he will leave the Quran behind him also. A hafiz of the Quran, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the opportunity to live in this world for 50 years, 60 years and teach other people, so he will take the Quran with him and he will leave behind many Qurans also. So his name will be written in big words in the hereafter, and his name will be written with big words in this world also. Dunya remains behind. Deen goes with us in the hereafter. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, comparing the materialistic items and the spiritual items, says, Radina kismatal jabbari fina lana ilmun walil juhali malu. Ali radiyallahu anhu, the cousin of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the son-in-law of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the great companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from amongst the children, the one who accepted Islam first, and the fourth caliph of Islam, Ali radiyallahu anhu. He understood the value of both. So he was in a position to give his judgment. So he said, Radina kismatal jabbari fina, we are happy with the distribution of Jabbar Ta'ala. Jabbar is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Rahman, Rahim. We are happy with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lana ilmun walil juhale malu. And what is the distribution? Ali radiyallahu anhu says that I am from the people of ilm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me ilm, but not much wealth. And he has granted wealthy people lot of wealth, but not much ilm. So this is a distribution from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a wealthy person may sit back and feel that Allah has given me a lot of wealth, there is no need for ilm. Similarly, a person with ilm can feel the same, that Allah has granted me so much ilm, I don't need wealth. And a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted ilm, he may undervalue ilm and he may feel that Allah has given me a lot of wealth, but no wealth. Allah has given me a lot of ilm, but no wealth. He has deprived me of wealth. You find a few individuals of this thinking also. Despite having the ilm, because the person with ilm does not recognize the value of what Allah has granted him, he feels that, oh, Allah has given me a lot of ilm, but I'm not well off. I cannot buy the best car in the market. I cannot buy the best home in the market. I cannot travel freely wherever I want to go. I cannot travel in club class and first class. And similarly, on the other side, a wealthy person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted wealth but no ilm, if he has the understanding of the value of both, he will feel that Allah has granted me a lot of wealth, but I'm not as fortunate as this Mawlana or this Hafiz of the Quran, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored with the wealth of ilm. So Ali radiallahu anhu says, Radhina kismat al-jabbari feena. As far as I am concerned, I am happy with this distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has not granted me so much wealth, but he has granted me much knowledge. And those people he has granted wealth, he has not granted them much ilm. There are so many ulama and students sitting in this gathering. I would like to say to them that those people who have been honored with the ilm of Nubuwwah should never, never, never become the victims of inferiority complex. If we become the victims of inferiority complex, we are being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because majority of the wealthy people whom Allah has granted wealth, when they look at us with an eye of envy. The wealthy person, Allah has given him a lot of wealth. He is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah has granted him. But when he looks at a hafiz, an alim, he feels envious. Envious that he is more fortunate than me because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him an alim. So if a wealthy person thinks this way, and we with the wealth of ilm feel inferior, that wealthy person is more better than us. Because he does not have the wealth of ilm, but he is valuing the wealth of ilm. And we have the wealth of ilm, but we are looking down upon that wealth. Wealth remains in this world. Ilm comes with us. Wealth remains in this world. Ilm comes with us. The more we spend wealth, when we spend wealth, it decreases. And the more we spend ilm, the more it increases. The person with wealth has to look after wealth. He has to worry about wealth. And as a result of wealth, he has to worry about himself as well. I have visited many countries, and in some third world countries, the very wealthy person cannot leave the house. And guards rode around. Why? There is fear. The young son, 18-year-old, 20-year-old, he cannot go out of the house with his friends. Why? Because people know we are very wealthy, anything could happen to him. Anything could happen to him. So those people with wealth have to worry about wealth. Those people with ilm, they don't have to worry about looking after ilm. Ilm looks after them. Wherever they go, people respect them. Wherever they go, people look after them. It is as a result of ilm. So Ali radiallahu anhu says that we are very, very happy with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us ilm, not much wealth. And Allah has granted the wealthy people wealth, not much ilm. He says that I am not complaining, I am very happy. If it was the other way around, I may have complained. But I am very happy. And why Ali radiallahu anhu says I am happy? He says, فَإِنَّ الْمَالَ يَفْنَى عَنْ قَرِيبٍ وَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ بَاقٍ لَا يَزَالُ. He says, because the connection with ilm is not everlasting. Connection with wealth is not everlasting. And the connection with ilm is everlasting. A millionaire will not be seen in Jannah as a millionaire. When a millionaire goes in Jannah, the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him will be according to how much rewards he has. How much rewards he has, what good deeds he has performed in this world, not according to what his status was in this world. And an alim, if an alim was being respected in this world as a result of his ilm, this same status will go in Jannah also. A doctor will not remain a doctor in Jannah. Dr. Suleiman will become Suleiman in Jannah. But Maulana Ibrahim will remain Maulana Ibrahim in Jannah also. Hafiz Ahmad will remain Hafiz Ahmad in Jannah also. This title will remain with him. Hafiz, Alim, Mufti. Because this is the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everlasting. His ilm is also everlasting. So anyone who connects himself to this ilm, this ilm will never separate from him. He will never separate from ilm. The point I'm trying to emphasize, my friends, is that we as Muslims need to understand the value of the material things also. The Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmeen understood the value of both. If I understand the value, the difference between the value of silver and gold, I will not make a mistake. If we understand the value of material items only, and if we do not understand the value of spiritual items, we will make a big loss, my friends. And not loss in this world, loss in the hereafter. So what we need to do is to acquire ilm. Acquire ilm. Learn from the ulama as much as possible so we realize the value of ilm. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, Alhamdulillah tamla'ul mizan. When a person says Alhamdulillah once, Alhamdulillah, what does it take? What effort does it require to say Alhamdulillah? When we leave this gathering, from here to home, whilst driving, whilst walking, if you say Alhamdulillah, 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 what effort? No effort. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a person says Alhamdulillah, then on the day of Qiyamah, our amal, our good deeds will be weighed in the scale. And the scale will have two pans. One pan for the evil deeds, bad deeds, and one pan for the good deeds. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a person says Alhamdulillah, the ajr and the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him is so much that the ajr of only saying Alhamdulillah will fill the whole pan. So if we say Alhamdulillah five times, the angels will have to fill the pan five times to weigh our reward. Because only saying Alhamdulillah once fills the whole pan. And what is the sign of the pan? What is the size of the pan? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, yuzawul mizan. Walahu kifatan. On the day of Qiyamah, the mizan, scale will be erected. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, walahu kifatan. It will have two scale, two pans. The scale will have two pans. لَوْ وُضِيَتْ فِي إِحْدَاهُمَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ لَوَسِعَتْهُ. He says that one pan will be so large that if the whole universe was put in that pan, it will still have more space. That is the size of one pan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Alhamdulillahi tamla'u al-mizan. Just saying Alhamdulillah once will fill the whole mizan. Those people who earn lot of money, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us wealth, ask them that you have become a millionaire, you have become a billionaire, such a large empire. How long did it take you? How much effort did you have to exert? Ask them. Money doesn't come easily. They exert so much effort. They sacrifice all their comforts. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them money. And there are so many people who exert so much despite that they don't get what they are after. And here, Alhamdulillah. 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 My friends, whilst walking, whilst sitting, when we are strolling in the park, when we are driving to the shopping center, when we are in the aeroplane, relaxing in the seat, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do whatever little you are able to do, because that little in the hereafter is not little, it will be very big in the hereafter. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, subhanallah walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La yazalu lisanuka radbam min dhikrillah. The point I'm trying to emphasize, my friends, is that because we have no connection with the spiritual realm, we are not familiar with the spiritual items. So we don't know its value. We don't know its value. We don't know its value. Those people who are familiar, they know that. And because we do not know the value, we do not realize what type of gathering we are in today. There are so many people who come into such gatherings only because they are associated to the family. So it's like a wedding. That despite not wanting to go, I am not feeling well today, I have a headache, but I have to attend weddings because they will feel bad. So I have to attend this gathering because I have been invited by the father of the child who is going to complete the Quran, and I am his cousin brother, I am his best friend. If I don't go, it will look bad. That is why we are here. If on the day of Qiyamah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to ask us this question, that a gathering was taking place wherein my book was being completed and the intention you had gone with in that gathering was so that people don't feel bad. My ultimate book, my word did not even cross your mind. How will we answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a very great achievement. Whoever the Hafiz is, whoever the Huffaz are, very great achievement. It's an opportunity to congratulate the Huffaz themselves and the teachers who taught them, and their parents who supported these children, and all those people who are associated with this achievement. Only on the day of Qiyamah we will realize its value, my friends. So we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for affording us this opportunity. And everybody should go from here with this resolution that inshallah we will connect ourselves to this ilm by learning this ilm, understanding this ilm and practicing this ilm. I am repeating this over and over again in my gathering, that there are no solutions to the problems the ummah is facing. We don't have five solutions, that there are five solutions. So this solution is easy for me, so I will go for this solution. And another person says that this solution is... No, there are no solutions. There is only one solution. And that solution is to connect ourselves to the ilm that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. This is the only solution. This is the only solution for Middle East. This is the only solution for Indian subcontinent. This is the only solution for Kashmir. This is the only solution for our individual problems. This is the only solution for our collective problem. If we desire to see peace prevailing throughout the world, if we desire to see oppression leave this world, then there is only one solution, and that solution is connecting to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting to the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, connecting to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only solution. So I urge all of you that when you leave from here, leave with the greatness of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave with the greatness of the sunan and the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave with the greatness of this beautiful deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. Learn this deen. Learn this deen and practice this deen. And continually turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. Help us in connecting ourselves to this deen. Because as a result of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate the sufferings that we are seeing throughout the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the students who will be completing their Quran today. May Allah accept all the students who are studying in Madrasa Sirajul Ilm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of all the teachers and the principal who are teaching here. May Allah grant them more sincerity. May Allah grant them more barakah in their ilm and more barakah in their efforts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah to the management and all those people who are associated with the running of this masjid, running of this madrasa, that includes all the musallis and all who participate here. Please, my friends, try to come as much as possible. Perform five times regularly. Participate in the durus and the programs that take place here. As a result, we will learn. And when we learn, then we will be able to practice. And when we practice, if a person practices the deen collectively, Allah will honor him and protect individually. If a person connects to the deen individually, Allah will protect him and honor him individually. And if as a family we practice deen and we connect to deen, then Allah will protect us and honor us as a family. And if collectively as the ummah we learn the deen and follow the deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us and honor us as the whole ummah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. I congratulate all of you. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس القناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. وأعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مضلة. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم لعن الذين يسدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم شتت شملهم. اللهم مزق جمعهم. اللهم دمر ديارهم. اللهم خرب بيوتهم. اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلكت عاد وثمود.
اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر، اللهم اجعل عليهم سنينك سني يوسف، اللهم اجعل تدميرهم في تدبيرهم، وخالف بين كلمتهم، وزلزل أقدامهم، ومح آثارهم، واقطع دابرهم، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم عيننا على تلاوة كتابك وكثرة الذكر لك والشكر لك. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن أوليائك المقربين الصديقين ومن العلماء الربانيين ومن خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشى، ومن دعاء لا يسمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. آمين.